The No New Friends podcast is brought to you by Sandpiper Vacations. For the best in vacation plannings, just visit www.sandpipervacations.com. Let them know that the No New Friends podcast sent you.
So anyway, so we got the leaky faucet leak, and we got steam in the bathroom. Now, for some reason, it was really scary, actually. So the wallpaper bubbles up after a little bit of the steam. Probably not good, but
it's normal.
But you know what was scary is when he first moved in, it would bubble up, and then I thought it was spelling something out. And I was like, I don't believe in ghosts, but this might make me. So but now every day it stopped after get. So I have no idea what the next word is. there's bubbles now every single time I take a shower. And it only starts about after like a half hour. So I know
it was a warning. It was a friendly ghost. It was saying, get healthy.
Yeah, that's what I think it might be.
Or get to the dishes.
Maybe get jiggy with it. Maybe it was like a Roy Smith's like ancestor. Like maybe it was a fun ghost, right?
Could have been a religious ghost. Could have been get Jesus.
Maybe, right? We don't know.
You never know.
But I get out of the shower after the second word appears. So.
Broadcasting from the Sandpiper Vacation Studios. It's time for the No New Friends podcast. The podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting. The good, the bad, and the funny.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's showtime. It's showtime.
That's right. You're listening to the No New Friends podcast, voted number one by our friends and family and number three by the Orlando Weekly Readers Poll. We are the podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting. And it's the podcast where everything unfolds. You can connect with us. All of our social media links are right there on our website, nonewfriendspodcast.com. While you're there, check out our really sweet merchandise and join our clubhouse. Become a friend with benefits. That's our Patreon. For as low as $2 a month, you can watch us record everything live, get all sorts of exclusive content and a bunch of other bonus features. And then make sure you follow us on the TikTok where Sarah Lewis, Darren, and I go live every single Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are recording live on the YouTube for everybody. It's public. You watch it 8 o'clock-ish every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time. My name is Scott. I am the host. With me, as always, my co-host, the scumbag reselling hoarder himself, Chris.
Thank you for the heart, me.
The Jewish American princess, Sarah.
Hello.
Our emotional sport gay, Nick.
I forgot what I was supposed to say. Hi.
And our producer, Alex.
It's me, the guy who edits this podcast right now.
So, guys, I wanted to start this episode a little bit different today. And this is something. No, we're not going to talk about TikTok. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted people to
poppers.
I've always wanted people to email us and like kind of so that we could talk about their situation, their question, or whatever on air. And it's finally happened after. We did. After 3 years, we finally got an email of something that we can discuss on the podcast. I'm super excited about this.
We don't have a jingle for that.
No, we don't work on that.
We don't have a jingle for it. So here we go. Currently 7 months pregnant, wearing a belly support band because of my back aches, but hand washing the dishes for the past 2 weeks because my husband won't call the warranty company to get our dishwasher fixed. The plot thickened today. Our washing machine is now off balance and he has to call for that too. So it looks like I'll be washing clothes in the backyard like it's 1800s. Chris, what are your thoughts on that email? What should she do about her husband here?
It sounds like her husband's a very busy person. It sounds like when he's not recording live, he's on his boss's TikTok live supporting him. It sounds like he's had a really rough, stressful weeks with work. I sympathize with the husband on this unbiasedly. So, you know, 7 months pregnant, nothing to joke about, but I do tell you what, I would assume that this belly support band thing that she was using while hand washing dishes, I don't know why, but I have a hunch that he had just seen her using that, asked her how she felt, and she felt amazing wearing it. So, 7 months pregnant, she probably feels 2 months pregnant with that support band, right? Hand washing dishes. It's the good old American way, I'm pretty sure. I guess it's very patriotic of her to be doing something like that.
Saves water. It's good for the environment, right?
I think probably she sounds like a patriot, first and foremost. And just like, you know, just old school woman, just, you know, she's washing the dishes
barefoot, pregnant in the kitchen.
Yeah. You know, all natural, bare feet, right? Probably getting that energy from the earth. I don't know. I think that the vibes in that household are probably at an immaculate, like, all time high. And I think that sounds like a really, really good situation. Now, as for the husband not calling the warranty company, might be a little confused and intimidated to talk on the phone. Because maybe he got the warranty companies mixed up before, and maybe he called the warranty company for the dishwasher. They came out, fixed it, and then it still didn't work. So maybe he lost faith in that warranty company. Maybe he's unsure. Maybe he wants to do it himself. Maybe he's an all-American guy, too. He wants to fix things himself. Maybe the and that washing machine, just a hunch, but he might have suggested her there's a laundromat right down the street.
You had a really good answer. That's not what I was going to say.
Just a hunch. Yeah, just a hunch. I just, in theory, that would just, that my, I don't know why, but my mind went like directly.
I feel like you knew a lot about this person. Like, you're very similar.
I feel like it too. I'm resonating with this couple, same sex couple. Maybe we don't know if it's, you know, two women, two men. Right.
Yeah. That's true. Well, she did say she was pregnant and her husband.
He sounds incredibly attractive and just an all-around great guy. I don't know what it is about. He could be. We don't know. Who are we to judge? Congrats. Right, Nick?
He probably,
we don't
know their situation. Pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he's the seahorse, the male seahorse of the relationship. I don't know. I honestly, all this is really just speculation on my end, and I would hate to mischaracterize either one of these people, but that just, I don't know. It just, I have a hunch.
So you're saying she should just get over it and just enjoy doing the dishes and the laundry?
I think it sounds therapeutic to be barefoot with a support band holding up that stomach, right? I just think it sounds a little therapeutic, the running water, or their lack of with the laundry, right? But I mean, like, what'd she say? Something about the 1800s in the backyard?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of good in the 1800s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Besides the Trail of Tears and the Civil War and everything. I mean, like, just good old fashioned washing your clothes in the backyard, clotheslines, natural air, way less.
It's nice to get that spring fresh air and all the pollen.
Exactly.
There were no allergies, no anxiety.
No. And it was, it's been raining out. I assume this is in the Northeast. It's been raining out a lot lately. So maybe just throw some soap on the clothes over a clothesline in the backyard and then your problem's done. If you wore your jeans more than once before you washed them, maybe it wouldn't be an issue either. Just spitballing. If this was their situation.
So, just a thought. Maybe the husband should help do the dishes?
Yeah, I think in that household, I think he probably puts them away. Like, he puts the dishes away.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a fair trade-off.
But she's 7 months pregnant.
Not eight. Near nine, right?
So she's 8 months. Then this guy would go in there and do all these things. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, with that support band, I mean, it feels like 2 or 3 months, just, right? Knocks off 6 months of the pregnancy.
Simple math.
Yeah. I think that's really good therapy.
This is husband math right here.
Yeah.
I mean, washing dishes is proven to be good for the joints and the fingers and the hands. And you need that while producing a baby. I don't know. There's something about, like, so you need to be active while you're pregnant mentally. Stay sharp as a knife, right? So washing the dishes, washing knives keeps you sharp as a knife. I would think, right?
Hopefully this wife doesn't have any access to a knife.
Yeah.
Butter knives, I would assume, would be the I think the husband washes the steak knives and has securely put them somewhere where she could not find them or reach because she's pregnant. So she doesn't climb ladders. So,
Sarah, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that the husband should get that fixed before the baby shows up, because there's going to be a lot more laundry to do. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be a mess, honestly. And, you know, I resonate the washboard. It could be, you know, it's a tool. It could be an instrument, yeah, you know, it could be. Good. But also 7 months pregnant. Come on, husband, whoever you are.
I think that probably in their situation, they both forget she's 7 months pregnant because she's doing so well. You know, she's just doing probably so well in this pregnancy, and she's very happy. and she loves her husband a lot, and that's why she slaves over the kitchen sink at maybe 8 o'clock at night. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's doing them as we speak. I have no idea. Maybe he went in, gave her a nice kiss on the cheek, and went to podcast with his friends for the night at 8:15 while she was barefoot with a waist support band holding up her 7-month stomach.
I think that in 2.5 months, said wife will be able to talk about how much work she's done more than said husband, considering the pushing and, you know, and whatnot, that he's going to regret it.
So, okay, let's talk about this a little bit. Listen, say I'm washing dishes myself, right? Hard work. It can be sometimes. It could be, right? And say I cut my hand. It hurts. It probably hurts really bad, right? What if I stick a sponge in a glass and it cuts my hand, right? Hurts. Like, that's bad, right? My knuckles are tired from scrubbing. But now imagine that I'm washing the dishes and someone injects me with something like an epidural and I cut my hand. I won't feel a thing. I'd probably laugh. I'd probably just be like, like, what?
So you're saying, you know that your cut from washing the, I'm sorry, I'm, that his cut from washing the dishes is worse than labor because the wife in labor has had an epidural.
Oh, you know what? Now that you put it into perspective, I wasn't even thinking of that, but that's actually a really good comparison, Scott, because I guess the epidurals are used during pregnancies for deliveries, and it's completely painless, right?
Yeah. But so, and you're also saying
your words, not mine.
I think the actual epidural is painful.
Yeah, probably a pinch. I want to see what the
first second.
Yeah. Also, just to clarify, you're also saying that a hand injury is more painful than labor.
That's what I heard.
You know, it really was. Thanks, guys, for checking on me. I'm feeling so much better.
I'm literally about to say, if I'm gay, like, how are you?
Yeah, full functionality of my hand, finally. I did hurt the other hand recently by stabbing it as well. But we're okay. You know what? You really should, because this happens more often than you think. And
Chris says if you get an epidural, you'll be fine.
In theory.
Yeah, just a little pinch in the spine. Yeah, that's exactly what I need. Yep.
Sir, I feel like it's a you and me thing that they just kind of push us aside anymore. They don't care about how we're feeling. I went to a chiropractor today, thank you, to check on my back, because if you remember, I told a story about my back last week. Paid a lot of money to this chiropractor, and basically he just told me I needed to stretch. thanks for asking and caring too. So I wanted to
Did you tell him that you stretch enough, that you're flexible or something like that?
I didn't tell him that part. I skipped that part.
He's like, I can stretch. I S my own D.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And scene. That's some good role playing, guys.
So to recap all of this, I just want to put it all out there.
Yeah.
So the husband is not in the wrong, because he's busy.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
The back brace takes off 6 months of the pregnancy, so it's really not a big deal.
Debatably, maybe the whole pregnancy. Yeah.
Hand injuries are worse than labor.
They can be if it's glass.
Epidural fixes everything.
From what I hear.
And Nick S's his own D.
I don't think you missed anything.
No, I think you got all the Cliff's notes.
Yeah, no longer need clip notes.
Yeah, and that was a good show, guys.
Nick, before we move on, your thoughts on the husband. Is the wife overreacting, or should the husband get to work here?
I just feel like the husband's been really busy hanging out with his gay best friend because he's been injured and sick and just needed some extra hands to help with some handiwork, too. So he's been a very busy guy, I think.
I was doing a lot of pipe. I mean, this person, it sounds like he was doing a lot of pipe work.
Yeah, we've been having some issues on our house, and he's a very handy man and knows how to, shove stuff in that pipe.
Knows his way around, you know, I would assume.
Just a thought, right? Yeah.
In theory. Correct.
Chris, what are you doing later tonight? Pipe work. Yeah, Scott.
Just plumbing.
Scott, what would you do?
Okay. I'm pretty lazy.
Go on TikTok Live.
Yeah, go on TikTok Live and do the dishes there. So at least hashtag content. Maybe I get some heart mes and some team bracelets while we're
wait,
out.
Should wait, I? We've seen this before, actually. We've definitely seen you do your dishes on TikTok Live.
Yeah. I figured, listen, if okay, so I figured out I unlocked the cheat code. We weren't going to talk about TikTok, but here we are. I unlocked the cheat code.
You're always going to talk about it.
So the women, they get a lot of views by doing makeup and being in the mirror and wearing the skimpy outfits and all that. That's a big thing for the dudes. Well, my wife always says that when I do the dishes, it's a turn on ish. Yeah. So it's like, you know what? Maybe I can get views by a man doing dishes. Did it work? No, we got banned that day.
I'm 2 for 2, actually. I've gotten banned twice so far.
I know. Why do you think I changed the password?
I was wondering why I didn't have access anymore.
Well, that's more than me, honestly, because Scott cut me off after one trip to Chili's. So,
well, listen, you were a victim of circumstance. You were a victim of circumstance and a victim of Chris, because Chris is like, oh, my favorite team is the Orlando Mid Jets, getting you to say it. And then there was a couple other things, too, where he got you to say something.
He got me today.
I got all of you today.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I made Scott talk. So his friends come to the parks with him every week. And I had Scott for about like 3 to 5 minutes talking about how much fun and how much he enjoys his friends coming with him. And to which Sarah replied, we come like once a week together.
Oh, we're such grown-ups here. I love it.
So clearly, Chris, the husband in that email could not have been you, because you took it in your own hands to do some the repair work around your house this week.
The rumors are true. Yeah. So Emily was feeling a little sick, and so was I. Emily was feeling a little sicker than I am, because my immune system's great. People were saying I have the best immune system probably like in the country. But so but we're both feeling a little, you know, down in the dumps with our sickness. So we have a bedroom attached to a bathroom. And this bathroom was added on to the master bedroom to have an extra bathroom in the house. It was like everything was rigged up, whatever. So there's no exhaust that puts out the steam or anything. And then I broke our last faucet accidentally, of course. And so I had to put a new faucet in. Did not put the little...
How'd you break it?
I mean, it was you know, totally normal, just like wrench stuff.
Just wrench stuff.
Okay. I was trying to take off the little filter thing, and I was doing it the total opposite way, and it just like it cracked. But anyway, it happens to everybody. So I had to put a new faucet in there. So I put the new faucet in, but it leaked because it wasn't installed properly. It was probably a defected faucet. It wasn't my my work at all. It was the defective faucet. So we'll talk about the defective faucet leaked. So between the bathroom not airing out, and between the me taking 120 degree showers, and between me watching Scott on TikTok Live in the shower, I think like 45 to 55 minute showers, my water bill is out. I have to like take out a loan to pay my water bill each month. So,
you're a big dude too. So
it takes a while.
It's not a shower. It's hosing you down.
And it gets cold. I mean, like at the whole, like it gets like it's to the point where it's like I use all the hot water, then I have to use the lukewarm water, then the cold water. That's when you know you got to get out.
It's not a tub that fits you. You got to go outside.
Thank you for that.
Someone's got to stand on a ladder with a big scrub brush. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. Exactly. You know from experience, bitch. So, so we got the leaky faucet leak, and we got steam in the bathroom. Now, for some reason, it was really scary, actually. So the wallpaper bubbles up after a little bit of the steam. Mm-hmm. Probably not good, but
it's normal.
But you know what was scary is when he first moved in, it would bubble up, and then I thought it was spelling something out. And I was like, oh, like, I don't believe in ghosts, but this might make me. So, but now every, it stopped after, get. So I have no idea what the next word is. there's bubbles now every single time I take a shower. And it only starts about after like a half hour. So I know
it was a warning. It was a friendly ghost. It was saying, get healthy.
Yeah, that's what I think it might be.
Or get to the dishes.
Maybe get jiggy with it. Maybe it was like a Roy Smith's like ancestor. Like maybe it's like a fun ghost, right?
Could have been a religious ghost. Could have been get Jesus.
Maybe, right? We don't know.
You never know.
But I get out of the shower after the second word appears. So anyway, so we're starting to feel a little sick. And Emily starts to say, I wonder if we have black mold in the bathroom because I see mold up high and I can't reach that high. So
you don't want that black mold.
No.
Because you're short.
White mold's fine.
So
it's not as bad for you. Like you can survive living with the white mold.
I mean, statistics are statistics, right?
So exactly. The numbers don't lie.
So I look under the cabinet where the leak with the leaky faucet. And it's not just leaking, it's leaking into the little unit. What do you call that? The
A penis?
No, not that. The well, that's another story.
My butthole?
What do you call that? I have to go on HomeDepot.com to see how it, what is that? The unit that the sink is in. What is that called?
Basin?
No.
A counter?
The basic counter, I guess. Okay. So like underneath the sink, like the counter? No, it's called
the cabinet?
Something. Please in chat, please help me out. So anyway, so the water's leaking under there and it's like soaked. I had no idea it's soaked under there. And this is like a custom made, whatever you call this piece of furniture in the bathroom. And it's really pissing me off because I've looked them up. I keep checking chat to see. So anyway, so it's soaked. So now I'm like, okay, now I got to pry this wood up, right? To see if there's any mold underneath.
Kitchen counter.
So it's not a counter. Damn it, it's not a counter. Vanity. There we go. I think maybe. So anyway, so I start prying up the vanity boards, right? Like it was hard. It took me like 40 minutes to pry these boards up. It was a lot of nails in there.
Do you know what else is hard? Nick, imagining you ripping up
doing all this work. Yeah.
Doing plumbing. Yeah. So pry all that up. Nothing there. Nothing there. It's like, okay, that's good. That's good. So the problem that the defective sink leaked into there. Not an issue. No mold under here. I did find a cute little card from the 80s in there that was signed by Sister Abigail, which I think is the ghost that's in my house. It's telling me to get something.
So it's definitely get Jesus.
Yeah, it was really cute. There was a little blood on it. It was a little weird, but really mostly cute. Hand drawn like crucifix on it. Anyway, so now that problem solved. So I'm like, okay. We're getting sick from something, right? And so I'm like, okay, now I got to take a shower, get these bubbles up. So I take a really hot shower. Wall starts bubbling. Take out a knife and I cut open the wall.
Wait, what?
I cut the wall. I cut into the paint where it's bubbling to take a little peek-see to see if there's any mold underneath. Because Emily's like, what if there's mold underneath? Like, you know, the water's getting in there. Obviously, it's bubbling up. So now I'm like cutting into the wall. So then that spot, it was the T in get. I cut down the basin of the T. No mold in there. No mold in there. All right. Now I go, I'm in the shower and I see right above where the tile ends and the drywall starts, see a little bit of peeling. So I peeled off like 4 inches of the paint there and no mold. So long story short, everything's fine, but my bathroom looks like... It looks like a mess now. And it was allergies. We were just, we forgot that the allergy medicine. The next day, I was like, can you get allergy medicine from Walmart? I haven't been giving it, putting it out for us. And I was like, we haven't been taking allergy medicine. I said, how long? Said, probably like a week. And I was like, okay, well, we started feeling sick about a week ago.
Wait a second. How do you not know if you're not taking allergy medicine?
Oh, I'm a child. She sets the medicine out and I take it. I never ask her what it is. I never ask her what it is. I just take it. Yeah, pretty sure a couple times she's given me like rat poison because I felt really sick after. But I just take it.
We played that game a few times at my house, Chris. What's the pill?
Nick has like 7 different ones. It's weird. It's a different one. It's different colors and sizes. And so sometimes they're really big, sometimes they're really small. But I just, you know, whatever she puts out for me, I take. I trust her. after tonight, maybe not so much. But so then I got the allergy medicine. And
why would that be?
I just a hunch. soon, like the next day, we were completely fine after taking Zyrtec.
Yeah, Ryan in chat says, love when Chris says, long story short, how long is the damn long version?
This is Taylor's version. Sorry.
Taylor's version. I know what that means.
I did that for you.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm glad. Now you've got a bathroom that's torn to shreds.
I'll send pictures too. Like, I wish this was an exaggeration. Like, I wish that this story, of all stories I've told on this podcast, I wish this was an exaggeration. But it is not. I have a slice in my wall and I have a torn away wallpaper in my bathroom. But you know what? It's me and Emily's bathroom. So,
you know, oh, okay.
Judging.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm not judging. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really funny. Throwback to an old episode, like episode 32, called Croc Addiction, when I made fun of Chris for loving Crocs.
Yeah, you did.
And I got a new pair today that I'm really excited
about. They're really bad. Share. They're pretty bad. Huh? They're pretty bad.
What do you mean they're pretty bad?
They're pretty. I don't know how else to say it. They're pretty bad.
Like good bad or bad bad?
No, like it's something I'd get my daughter in 15 years. For 12 years, really.
They're the snack, the Disney snack, or the Disney eat me, Disney eats. Sorry.
Like, Nick, back me up, but those Crocs are pretty gay, right?
I don't even want them to be in the LGBT family. Like, that cannot be part of our alphabet.
Look at these giblets.
Giblets? Gibbets?
What are they called?
Gibbets.
I know, like, gibbets. Look at the gibbets. People at home can't tell what it is, but it's basically, it looks like Rugrats to me, like, and because it's hard to tell from the video, but it looks kind of like the Rugrats cartoons of just all over a shoe.
Rugrats, if like PBS made it, like it's bad. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Oh my gosh, I didn't see that the popcorn had hands.
They have hands. The popcorn gibbets. Hands, yeah,
yeah, got arms. And the thing is,
like, they don't need hands. Scott, like, it's very unnecessary. Scott,
when's the last time you went to Costco? I'm assuming it's been a long time.
Actually, last night, buddy.
Oh,
before you bought the Crocs. Before.
She didn't see those yet.
But I was doing a TikTok live the other night, and someone just named Crocman came in. And I was like, Crocman, don't leave, don't leave. I got to show you something. And so I'm starting to pull off my shoes, and I'm showing him my Crocs and all that. So then I did a whole TikTok about Crocs, and I brought all my, you know, a lot of my Crocs, and I have 18 pairs.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna
Disney
be
Crocs. Yeah,
let's do the math. 18 times.
No, we've done enough.
So no, if you have to do that, then you have to do it with my lounge flies too, and I don't want to do that.
We'll stay away from that then.
But the reason why I bring this up, the reason why I bring this up, after I send Jaws and Michael X their prizes that they won, I've decided that monthly we are going to give away some custom NNF No New Friends podcast Crocs. So here's the custom No New Friends podcast Crocs, and we're going to do a drawing every month for the Crocs.
Are you going to model them for us? That?
Oh, I love What's it. That?
Are you modeling them?
I'll get ones for you for you guys.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks,
you
Rachel.
You can actually Croc.
What'd you say?
Croc makes custom Crocs now, so you can get like a little logo on it with the pink.
Oh, can cool. I get a sweater?
Like, thanks, but I really don't want to. So Emily did just she just got a shower, so she did send me updated pictures of the bubbles. So I will be sending that in the Discord. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, join our Discord so you can see where I peeled the where I sliced into the wall, and then also where I peeled the paint away from above the tiles. Just sent in Jen. What a good wife. Listening to the live, you know, being a member, being the member from the shadows, contributing to the content.
And listen, thank you to Chris's wife. But also thank you to my wife for not listening to the podcast, because if she ever started listening to this podcast, there would be no more podcasts.
That is pretty fair, actually. It's a fair assumption there.
Then talking about Crocs real quick. So I think we talked about this in our group chat the other day, too, because I make fun of you for these beautiful
everything
pieces of masterpiece that I just don't understand still. So when I worked for the liquor company, we got sent from Patron. They sent us to Cabo, to an all-inclusive resort, because I won a contest. And this was,
of course,
I know, this was right when I was about to quit my job.
I drink enough to win that contest.
Thank you.
Nick won.
Yeah. And I was literally about to quit my job like 2 months later, and I knew it. And I was like, perfect. I can go to this all-inclusive. I can use it for work to promote. So I did. But they gave us a little goodie bag before we left. It was like a white t-shirt with like all of the cities on it of all of us that won this contest and are going to Cabo to celebrate. And then they gave us a pair of Crocs. And if you know Patron, Patron's color of their box is what color?
Green. The box is green.
Exactly.
And then they have, it comes in a purple. No, that's crown. Yes, green.
Green. Green is the correct answer. They gave us bright yellow. So there's bright yellow Crocs. So there's 80 of us at this all-inclusive resort. And I'm chatting with these guys on Grindr, just being friendly.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I do to make friends.
And they asked me if I was with the Croc Mafia. And I had to tell them, yes, I am, but I left my Crocs at home.
Did you say no with the crotch mafia?
Well, they did invite me back to the room later, so I said the right answer, apparently. So I say no to Crocs, too, please. Can I get a sweatshirt or like a cute crop top, maybe?
I wonder if they have – do they have croc top – croc top. Crop tops on TeePublic, Chris?
No.
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just cut the bottom of it, I guess.
Yeah. Sarah will help you out. Sarah's a fashion gal.
Sarah is a fashion gal.
She's a fashion gal.
I try, you know. I didn't make a business out of it or anything, but I try.
Not for the last year, anyway.
You know what's funny? What's funny is Sarah is clearly the star of the TikTok lives.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to see what she's wearing that day.
When they left the park today, I left too. I was like,
I put my phone away.
Was it because we were leaving or because he was going to Indiana Jones? I mean, I'm not sure.
A little bit of both. Well.
Listen. I wasn't sure
if he was angry or if he froze. I didn't know what was going on.
Mr. Scott had a very angry face there for a second.
I had a lot of anxiety about Indiana Jones today, because the last time I did the Indiana Jones show on TikTok, like, viewers plummeted from like 100 down to 20.
I wonder why.
And I was worried about that again, but it went up. So I can continue doing the TikTok live at Indiana Jones. It's fine. And then at the end of the show, I got to take a picture with Indiana Jones and I went up.
Nick said it. He just heard man getting crushed by ball and was like,
got my attention.
Give it a look.
Yeah, you just have to name the titles sometimes, maybe of your TikTok to like something like that. That'll draw my attention more. You have to have those ball grabbing.
I love names. It. That's a good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of balls, you guys bust my balls all the time about my obsession with TikTok. But I do want to say the other day, at least TikTok was still up. Facebook, Instagram. Nope.
Yeah, I had an anxiety attack because Facebook was down. I thought I was getting hacked. I went to change my password right away because that's what I think you're supposed to do. And it wouldn't let me reset my password.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go to the Twitter or the X or whatever the hell it's called now. And the first thing that popped up there is like, Facebook's down. Everybody runs to Twitter.
No, Nick, you bring up a good point. Yeah, Twitter X. I love the change from Twitter to X, not because of the name or anything, but now I can accidentally just hit X, 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 and then be like, oh, man.
I mean, that's all I'm looking for in there anyway.
I know. I'm here. I guess I have to, you know, I have to spend a little bit of time here now. I don't want to, you know, waste anybody's time.
I did start scrolling. So my algorithms are finally popping up with the right people that I'm looking for, and they don't have pants on. So
just happens. Long live Elon. Yeah. Long live Elon.
Now, here's the funny thing. I'm so addicted to my social media on the phone that when I couldn't get onto Facebook and realized that Facebook was down and all that, you know, there was a group text with my family and all that. I immediately thought of a joke and I went to go put it on Facebook about Facebook being down. And then I couldn't get on to Facebook to put the joke. Sarah, what happened in your life when the social medias went down?
I actually don't think that I have tried to get into Facebook as many times as I did when it was down, because instinctually I go to the folder with the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook, and I always click on the TikTok. And this time I kept hitting Facebook for some reason and pulling it up. Something went wrong. Something went wrong. So, I was a little devastated with you, but honestly, the conversation in the group chat kept me very entertained. So thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. No problem. So, Nick, I wanted to make sure you were okay because you saw something today and you probably don't remember, but I just wanted to make sure you're okay. So we were doing this thing at Hollywood Studios when we were streaming live on a social media platform, the TikTok, just follow us. And we were doing challenges, big gift. Like if we got the goal box, if someone gifted us a goal box item, we would do a challenge. And one of the challenges was a blue and green milk chugging contest. And it was between Sarah and Lewis. And for content, it was over really fast. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with my hands now because it's over. But also for content, Sarah, where did Lewis learned a deep throat like that. I chug like that.
Nick, what have you been doing?
I
thought Lewis was at work, but
hit it out of Puerto Rico.
Guess
and I
not.
Just happened to be in Puerto Rico at the same time, and you know,
that's what happened. Okay, no, I've seen him throw it back like that a couple times, but usually it's because we're in line for a ride, and they tell us that we have to finish our drinks by the next trash can, Mr. Scott. But you know, this time it was frozen, so I commend him for that because it was painful. And then to go on to the spinning ride after that, I was feeling it. I don't know about him, but I was feeling it.
Yeah. whose idea was it to go into Galaxy's Edge to get the blue and green milk and then do the Buzz Lightyear Astro Orbiter Space Ranger
spin. I assume you know, yours alien... because hashtag content.
Did you do the alien saucers?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
I love
it. We did. I've never done that ride. Super cute. It was super cute. I would do it again.
Yeah, you chug next time.
Are we still talking about Lewis or the blue milk?
The answer is yes, Nick. Just go with it.
Sarah, that was super, super impressive. I bet you he's very popular at the
Actually,
bar.
when I started to drink it, I was super confident in myself. And then you were like, damn, it's gone. I was like, what? How did this happen so fast? But I'm proud of him, actually. And I still have the dollar, so it's fine.
Yeah, it was funny because he didn't get a straw. I'm like, well, that's an interesting strategy because I feel like he'll be at a little bit of a disadvantage. No, he opened up that thing. The man's got no gag reflexes.
Well, no. Anyways.
Anyways. Nick, do you have a travel update for us?
A travel update? Yes, I do, Scott.
Move out of the way.
Nick's on the mic, so it's time to take notice. And if you don't like it, that's homophobic. Stay the hell out of his way. Move, I'm gay.
Hey, it sounded like a lesbian there for a second. Went from gay to lesbian real quick.
Sorry, I'm listening to our assistant producer there on that. So, trying to take some notes. So travel update. I leave on vacation.
Surprising.
Like 2 weeks. Surprising. And Scott leaves on vacation in 2 weeks.
Yes, I do. So excited.
I am just like, I'm excited because I am planning to TikTok live on the No New Friends podcast.
You get Mr. Scott's permission?
While, if Mr. Scott allows me to.
We'll see.
Only if you set up a schedule first. You have to set up a schedule.
Yeah, we have to set up a schedule because I'm going to go live. You're going to go live.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll team out and make sure, because we can't both be on because I don't have enough followers. But if you want to follow me at Sandpiper Vacations on the TikTok, if I get 1,000 followers, we can dual live stream.
Yeah.
From Jamaica and on a cruise ship. Oh. So a dual stream.
Oh, that'd be cool.
How amazing would that be? As long as TikTok doesn't get shut down.
I'll be so sad. I'll be so sad. Yeah.
But I'm super excited. I'm going back on Virgin Voyages for my fourth sailing. This time we have another group going. We're planning our group trip next year. So maybe we'll get everybody on the podcast to come along as well, too. If you guys want to join us, we can do.
Oh, no, that sounds amazing.
How cool would that be? They have Wi-Fi. You can TikTok. You can drink tequila. Chris, you can just stare at my ass.
I'll bring Lewis for you, too.
So perfect. As long as there's gray sweatpants.
It is my dream to have a No New Friends like vacation for everybody. That'd be amazing.
I know somebody, and that's me. From Sandpiper Vacations. Like, that's what I'm here
Patreon,
to talk about.
Patreon, us, all, you know, it's my dream.
Yeah, I'd love to get that. Part of my business I've been seeing so much growth in is the group industry. So that's something I've been working on for a couple of years now. This is our fourth annual Sandpiper Vacation sailing that we're planning for next year.
What?
Annual.
It should be annual.
So
he's seen a rise in the group business. He's also seen a rise in the group in his personal life.
Jesus Christ. You can't say that on the YouTube.
You can say anything on the YouTube. You just can't say that on the TikTok.
Can I live stream in a Speedo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to find out.
Guess we'll find out.
Because that's basically what I'll be wearing half the time.
What about the other half?
To be honest.
Sorry. Just text me privately.
I'll be in my hammock waiting for you. But yeah, so Virgin Voyages, excited to get back on. I'm excited for you to go to Sandals and check it out. Two amazing companies that I get the pleasure of working with and have great relationships with. So we've had a lot of clients booking both of those destinations right now. There's lots of great deals out there. So contact me to book your next vacation. Virgin Voyages, Sandals, all-inclusive resorts, Disney, Universal, Scott's House. We'll book it all. So,
and if we all group together, we'll get a good package deal.
A great package. It's a huge package, actually.
What about the price of the cruise?
That's up to Rachel. We'll let her pay that one. We get a group rate. We get some bonus discounts. I'll be posting pretty soon, and I'll have the guy share on the Facebook, as long as we don't get shut down again. And we can all join a cruise next year. It'll be super fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. So my terror dog, Ruby, is in heat.
Oh.
And let me tell you.
Sorry to my hear that for you, Scott.
Well, so the one of the oldest dogs, Jack, is I can't get him off of her. He keeps trying.
Good for him.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have the equipment anymore. Like, first of all, he's old. They don't have blue pills for the dogs.
I guess you would know better than us.
I was gonna say it's the same thing.
Second of all, he's been fixed, so like there's nothing there, and I'm afraid he's gonna break his back, honestly, because like he tries to mount her and he's old.
He's still allowed to have sex.
Well, that's
if you get fixed, aren't you still having sex?
Yeah, but that's my question, is like, should I make him stop? Like, I don't know, like I keep yelling at him, I'm like, stop, and I'm like, but it's natural, like why should I yell at him
for
to stop?
You to be there.
Well, for you, probably, so you could swap in. But I mean, for an actuality, I think like if he dies of a heart attack doing that, he died doing what he loved. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Wouldn't you want to die that way?
Yeah.
Like, what if your wife brought in a stray woman to the house, and then you just, you know, tried to mount her? Like, would you want your wife to be like, get off? Or would you just want to just do, you know, do locker room?
That's a good
stuff.
Point, Chris.
Locker room talk.
Yeah.
Really good point.
I mean, you know, you bring in this young woman of legal age into the house, and your Hugh Hefner dog just wants a piece. Right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And they're two consenting adults, Scott. You can't you really shouldn't interrupt Mother Nature or love.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as they're consenting. Enough. Like if Ruby says no, no means no. And that's the thing. But listen, if Ruby wants to do the do, then you got to let them go.
And she's like, I'll never let go, Jack.
You just got to let Jack off, you know?
I do that on purpose. I'll when I would yell at him to get off the couch, I'd be like, Jack off. And, I always wanted to name a dog Stains also. Stains. You know, when I wanted him to just come, Stains. Come, Stains.
Oh, God.
Come here.
Wow.
Alex, I think I joked about death too much this episode. You ever just feel like a cleanse from No New Friends?
Oh, yeah, always. Every Wednesday after I get done editing the podcast, I need a cleanse.
Yeah, just like a little bit of family-friendly content, right?
Something wholesome.
You have a recommendation?
Our other podcast, Dis His, the Disney History Podcast, I think would be a great alternative.
Do I have to like Disney?
I mean, it helps.
All right, well, because I love Disney.
Well, that's really good. That's a good start.
Where can I listen to this podcast that I record with you?
Well, our podcast comes out every Tuesday, but if you want, you can also go to our YouTube channel, Dis His Pod, and we have all of our past episodes up on there. We also are on all social media under Dis His Pod. We do post every week, and we also have our own Patreon, just like No New Friends.
Really? I'm going to have to go check this podcast out that we do together.
Yes, I would love if you listen to our podcast once in a while.
Alex, what do you got coming up on Dis His?
So on Dis His this week, we had Dane from Big Beautiful Diz. He joined us to go over the history of Helix, which was a early 80s rock band that was put together by Disney, performed in Disneyland for one summer, almost a record deal, and it fell through. Listen to Dis His to find out what happened with the rock band Helix.
Thank you so much, Alex. Chris, do you have any cliff notes?
I do.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened, so nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. The Chris's Cliff Notes way.
So Dune 2 came out this week. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that Dune.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Dune 2. People across the country were able to see the infamous giant sandworm in action. Now, tickets to the movie theater are like $18 a piece now. It's ridiculous. We could have saved you a lot of money if you headed over to Nick and I's OnlyFans.
It does look something like that.
Pretty similar, actually. Yeah. It's uncanny. In politics this week, Nikki Haley dropped out of the presidential race. Now, mind you, it's 2024. And she dropped quicker than Scott's second testicle, which I thought was fascinating.
Oh, boy.
And lastly in news, this week we saw Jason Kelce retire from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Very sad. My
beloved Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Kelce was the bright spot on the team that was that people were promised would go far. They came up short. So I would also like to announce my retirement from the No New Friends podcast. I feel like that's a lot in common.
Not funny.
I know. Scott read an anonymous email about a pregnant woman washing dishes at 7 months pregnant. And this isn't a joke, but I just wanted to say, I don't know who sent that, but I just wanted to say they sound like an amazing person. They're super hot and like just amazing overall human being. So just, you know, keep washing those dishes. Scott said that he cracked the code on TikTok.
Throwback to last week. Chris is going to enjoy sleeping in his own bedroom tonight.
I don't know why the two are related. Scott said that he cracked the code on TikTok by doing things women like, for example, doing the dishes. Scott, people see your TikToks and watch them because they feel bad. It's not because of the dishes. Scott then showed us his new Crocs. They were so gay that Nick turned straight for a second.
Yeah.
We talked about how Facebook was down the other day, and it was down bad. The last time I saw something down that bad, it was Nick's pants when I mentioned I was a handyman. And lastly, Scott talked about how Lewis threw back his drink super fast today in today's TikTok challenge. Scott bought him that drink, which was actually super nice of him. The last time Scott bought a Puerto Rican something was a bus ticket out of his neighborhood.
Oh.
And those are my cliff notes.
It's been quite the show. A lot of stuff's happened, so nothing can stop this little boy from recapping the day. The Chris's Cliff Notes way.
Thank you so much, Chris. Now, a little preview for next week, because we're about to record next week. We are going to be going over the categories, finally, for the Friendies. finally, we've got the friendly categories ready to go. I'm super excited to unveil them to everybody. But we will be doing that. We'll also be talking about St. Patrick's Day and whatnot. Sarah, where can our listeners find you?
They can find me on the Instagram at Old Soul Thrifts.
And?
I'm sorry. And the TikTok at SuperSarah94.
Nick, what about you?
I am on the Instagram, as long as that doesn't go down again, at Emotional Support Gay Nick. And also you can find me on the TikTok at Sam Piper Vacations.
Chris, where can our listeners find you?
549 Cherry Street in Moorhead. Sorry. Internet address. I'm at Chris Yob on Instagram. I'm also at Chris Yob NNF on TikTok, where in a short 2 months I will be exploiting my newborn daughter for your likes.
Perfect. And you can connect with all of us on our website, nonewfriendspodcast.com. All of our links are right there on the website. You can check out our sweet merch. You can become a Patreon member and watch all of our shenanigans live as it happens, plus interact with us and a bunch of really cool other things as well. If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple, anywhere that takes a review and rating, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love that kind of stuff. Really, really helps us out. And then watch us on the TikTok every Wednesday, where we go live from the parks. This Wednesday, we're going to be at Animal Kingdom. Yes, Animal Kingdom. So you can watch us. It's fun. You can wish that you were there. You can send us gifts. You can make us do funny things and challenges and whatnot. On behalf of our producer, Alex, Nick, Sarah, Chris, I'm Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, bitches.
No new friends, just the